Hello everyone, welcome to the Recultism podcast. And just before Christmas, sort of put out a podcast. So it's at IanTodd82 on Twitter. And that's hashtag Recultism. Thanks very much for resharing and whatnot. I don't actually have a sponsor for this, but just thought to say check out Arrow DVDs. They do some good DVDs, especially for horror, like Dario Argento with postcards and nice alternative posters and stuff and things like that. So that's worth checking out. And Amazon, obviously. Yes, so we've got Jonathan Creek 20th anniversary special coming at Christmas as well. Hopefully that'll be better than the last three part series, which wasn't very good. Hopefully they bring some old faces back for that. Doctor Who comes back after a year away, and of course Sherlock's back on New Year's Day as well. Also, the last series of Humans has just finished. Sorry, not the last series, but you know, the one that's just gone, second series. Very good. I thought it took a step up from the first series, and I thought it was really good. And I hope they do get a third series, whether they will or not. And, you know, it was a massive cliffhanger at the end as well. So hopefully, so the more kind of detailed things I'm going to be talking about. First thing is Channel Zero. It's an American horror anthology TV series. They're basically six episodes, self-contained season. There's going to be a second one as well. And basically, it was on Five Star in the UK. And it's the storylines are based on popular creepypastas, which I have no clue what they are, if I'm honest. The first one was called Candle Cove. And the second one is going to be out next autumn, and that's going to be based on Brian Russell's The No End House. I was absolutely brilliant. I was genuinely expecting it would be a lot longer with it being an American show. The basic premise was the child psychologist returns to his hometown to investigate the mysterious disappearance of his twin brother and a slew of other children in the late 80s, and how it's connected to a bizarre local children's television show that aired at the same time. Absolutely brilliant. It's fantastic. Don't want to spoil too much of it, but just you have to check it out. If you like your horror, it was quite gory at times and all that, and but it was genuinely brilliant. It was something that it was on around Halloween time on Five Star. I thought, this is fantastic, you know, straight away. Another new TV show is a show called Timeless. It's an American sci-fi show. It's on NBC in America, and it's on E4 in Britain. It follows the adventures of a history professor, a scientist, and a soldier as they attempt to stop a man from changing the course of American history through time travel. It's even got Patterson Joseph of Peep Show fame in as well, rumoured to be Doctor Who at one point. So it's basically this is going out on E4 in Britain, and it's kind of like, if you like Quantum Leap, Doctor Who and Back to the Future, you'll like the show really. Hopefully it'll do well. So we'll see. The first season's going to be 16 episodes, so we'll see how that goes. But I think it's a nice concept. I mean, it's not uber original, but it's a nice pastiche of different things. So that's on E4 in Britain, and that's definitely worth checking out. I didn't think it was going to be that good from the trailers, but then I've only watched the first episode, it was good stuff. Next one I'm talking about is They Live. It's a 1988 satirical science fiction horror film by John Carpenter. It follows an unnamed drifter who discovers the ruling class, so in fact aliens, concealing their appearance and manipulating people to spend their money, breed and accept the status quo as a subliminal message in mass media. I'd never really heard about it, to be honest with you. It was on the Horror Channel, and it was brilliant. If you like your sort of dystopian alternative future thing, brilliant. I thought it was really good. It was definitely something I would like to catch again, bring it on DVD. But John Carpenter generally does brilliant stuff, especially in the heyday of the late 70s, early 80s, and into the 90s and stuff. He did some great stuff. I mean, I don't know if it was a big film or anything like that, but yeah, apparently it has got quite a cult following, hence well on here. So, a show which I caught a little bit of on Pick TV on Freeview in Britain is The Lost Room. It was a 2006 science fiction miniseries that aired on the Sci-Fi Channel in the USA. It revolves around a room and some of the everyday items from that room which possess unusual powers. The show's protagonist, Joe Miller, who was one of the guys from 6 Feet Under, is searching for these objects to rescue his daughter, who's disappeared inside the room. It looks like a 1960s motel room, but it exists outside of normal time and space when it is referred only as the event took place. Yeah, it was quite a bizarre show. I'd never again, something I just picked up when it was on Freeview, but yeah, it was quite interesting concept. Quite bizarre that just end up back at this room. It definitely has to be seen to be understood, wrong, because if I start rambling on about, you'd be thinking, what's he talking about? But basically, just this random room, and people go missing in it and stuff like that, and you have to try and get these objects that all it whoever wrote it has quite a crazy mind, but fair play, it was enjoyable. Well, anyway, I hope you have a good Christmas and happy holidays, happy Festivus, if that's for Seinfeld fans. Thanks very much for your time. See you later.